With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new poll finds that the GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more details.
According to the poll, voters by a six-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats. And that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Columbia University has agreed to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protests and student discipline. The school's move is in a reaction to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is proposing a takeover of Ukrainian power plants. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says Russian drones have hit the city of Zaporizhzhia, killing three people and wounding 14. The attack Friday night set fire to residential buildings, cars, and infrastructure, despite Moscow agreeing to a limited ceasefire. Ukraine and Russia agreed in principle to a partial ceasefire after the president spoke with the country's leaders this week. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington says people in the United Kingdom are buying a lot of Bibles.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate has rejected a measure that would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The State House passed the resolution last month. There are no gay marriage cases before the Supreme Court or in the legal pipeline at this time. More news and more details at srnnews.com. In an interview in 2016, George Foreman discusses the impact of his legendary fight with Muhammad Ali in Zaire, in the rumble in the jungle.
I think Muhammad Ali and I did something for the world because people, Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, all over Africa, Europe, they all stood up at weird hours of the morning and night to see that fight. And they looked at it from Africa and they saw two men contending. One was supposed to win and the other had no chance, and they were shocked to see the Muhammad Ali win that fight.
The two-time heavyweight champion, pastor, and father of 12 died Friday. He was 76. Kitty Dukakis, the wife of former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, has died. The mother of three died and was 88 years old. More at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.